sticker that says Cherry stuck to her low-cut black tank. Subtle. Jules deadpans. I turn back toward the stage, but end up doing a double take on the way. Down at the other end of the bar is a man who's so beautiful I nearly swallow my straw. His navy dress shirt is rolled to the elbows and tugs over broad shoulders as he reaches for his drink. Dark hair extends past his jaw. Add that to the straight nose, firm mouth, eyes that scan the room. Those eyes stop when they meet mine. It's electric, the connection. I swear he looks into me, through me. Fire grabs my core, making my breasts tighten. Liv, you okay? Jules asks. I blink, ripping my gaze from his. Yeah. I shake off the unsettling attraction. He's the opposite of my boyfriend, Adam, who's blonde and athletic, with an easy smile. He's from the right family, has the right hair, and is point guard on the basketball team. No fucking way. Kat's pointing at a booth in the back where a couple of guys from the basketball team sit, plus one I don't want to recognize. Adam is sprawled across the bench with a half-naked woman bent over him, her boobs swinging dangerously close to his face. My throat tightens as I wait for him to push her away. Instead, he shifts back, grinning, and invites her closer. Unbelievable, Kat bites out. I'm going to fuck him up. Jules squeezes my shoulder, and I shake her off. Don't, Kat. It's probably some basketball team thing. I turn toward the front, ignoring the back of the room and the burning behind my eyes. What I didn't tell Kat or Jules to avoid spoiling the birthday vibes is that when I showed up at his house yesterday morning, a girl was slipping out of his room. Something in my chest popped like the cork on bad champagne. I told myself if I dated Adam, at least one part of my life would go as planned. After 12 years of wasted ballet, I couldn't be a dancer like my mother, but I had him. We've invested 3 years. We'll figure this out. Maybe he screwed up, but he loves me. I wonder if love feels the same for him as it does for me. If it's that dull reassurance I dig my fingers into when I'm feeling lost, or if it's something else entirely. The MC calls the contestants to the stage to explain the rules. Each contestant has 2 minutes to dance, then the crowd will vote. First up is Brandy. The first girl stands up as they play Pour Some Sugar on Me. She gyrates her hips, swinging around the pole, clearly drunk. The next is a little better, but not much. At one point, a woman in the crowd yells, "Camera!" and security descends on a guy filming from inside his jacket with a phone to drag him out of the club. It's comforting to know they enforce the no videotaping rule. The idea of dancing here on a dare and a few shots of vodka coming back to haunt you in perpetuity thanks to the internet is horrifying. "Cherry," the MC calls after a few minutes. "That's you, Kat," Jules says, jarring me out of my numbness. She gets up from the bar, but trips. "Whoa, I can't, guys." "You didn't pregame that hard," Jules points out. But Kat holds up a flask inside her bag I haven't seen before. Shit. Jules motions to the bartender for a water, but movement catches my eye. In the back, the woman dancing on Adam takes his hand, and he follows her with a shit-eating grin toward a doorway with a beaded curtain. Bile rises up my throat. I slept with Adam 3 months into my senior year of high school after his parents' party for winter break. He said he liked that I made him wait. Apparently, he likes that this woman won't. I pull out my phone and type out a text. "Liv, I can't do this anymore, Adam. I want to break up." After I hit send, he glances at his phone, shakes his head as if he's the one who can't believe me, and follows the woman through the curtain. My chest squeezes. I told myself I'd let him off the hook if he convinced me what happened with the blonde was a one-time thing. But it's not. That callous dismissal of my text burns more than the jealousy. I've always tried to be the daughter my parents want, the girlfriend Adam needs, and none of it matters. I love rock.